Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Chuck Oliver Show continues live from 2021 SEC Media Days, and I am pleased to sit down with the quarterback for the Ole Miss Rebels. It is Matt Corral. Matt, how you doing, man?
Good, man. I'm glad to be here.
All right. The fact that I'm still saying Matt Corral, Ole Miss quarterback, I carved it in stone, 11th commandment. That kid is transferring. No way he stays at Ole Miss. 100% wrong, and boy, has it turned out. Tell me the factors, the process on your end of this. Coaching change, I was like, he's gone. Everybody said that. You're still here. You might be the all-conference quarterback. Who knows?
Man, I got lucky. And I took a chance on staying, you know, not knowing who I was going to get, not knowing anything, just putting my head down and working and, you know, praying every night. And really just, you know, growing mentally. And like I said, man, I'm blessed. I'm blessed to be in the position I am today and just, you know, blessed to have a coach like Kiffin and Lebby.
Give me the checklist of, like, the off-season to-do list, because if you ask, like, the outsider, it's like, hey, what's Matt Corral got to do to get better? It's like, I don't know, looked pretty good last year. But what is your personal checklist? I mean, because you ain't been sitting around eating ice cream sandwiches all summer.
Are you asking, like, what my daily thing is?
Yeah, or, like, okay, what's your goals?
So, like my daily schedule?
Yeah.
Okay, so 5 a.m., I'm up, 5:15, I get picked up, I go to the facility. We run at 6:30, so from 5:15 to 6:30, I'm on the board just drawing. My coach gives me a defense, he gives me a play. I draw the play, and then I draw the defense on that play, and then where I would go with the ball in that specific defense, and we go through that all the way until 6:30. It gives me a whole bunch of different looks. After that, I go run. After the run, either we'll have routes on air, 7-on-7, or team, or film. And whatever we do after that, we'll go lift. And then after the lift, we'll go eat, and I'll come back at around 2, and I'll meet with the coach for an hour and a half by myself. And then after that hour and a half is up, I'll have people meet me, like my receivers, my O-line, or mainly the receivers, not the O-line. The receivers would come, tight ends, and watch film with me, and then we'd go over the script that we received, and then we walk through it before we go to team the next day. So I mean, and that's every day, and I feel like everybody's gotten a habit of doing that, and you know, we have a good time doing it, and we work hard, and you know, no complaints.
All right, you just mentioned something about there. We're going to watch film together. I assume watching film, Ole Miss film from last year, for instance.
Of course.
When I used to coach, I realized none of my players would ever believe what I told them until I showed them it on film.
Yeah.
Like, do you see that? You're like, the coach talking to you, or you talking to the receivers? Until you see it on film, the player is always going to say, oh, no, I did that right.
Yeah, and I feel like it's different when it comes from, you know, a player rather than a coach. Like, for instance, me saying it to my receiver or my receiver saying it to a receiver, it's different coming from a player. And just being able to have that type of, you know, leadership, and it's not only me, like, other people are doing it with each other, like Braylon doing it with the younger guys, and, you know, just showing them the guidelines, to, you know, to be successful. And you know, I wouldn't have it any other way, just because the way we've grown together, because we were not always like this. We weren't. And it's just something that a culture change happened. And it's something that was a little, like, it just snowballed. And then now it's like, okay, this is what we got to get done today. And this is, like, we know we have a standard and we have a goal. And we know it's got to get done every single day to reach that goal.
Wrapping up with Matt Corral, Ole Miss starting quarterback, and Richard Cross, guy who does the sidelines
on
the broadcast. When Jerry Neely showed up on campus a couple years back, I watched one game of his, and I was like, I texted Richard, I was like, that's not the kind of kid that Ole Miss gets. And he's like, it might be changed a little bit. Jerry Neely's a Sunday guy, man. Talk about how diverse his skills are.
You could put him in the slot. You could put him in the running back. You could put him at. You could put him anywhere. And ultimately, he's going to get the job done. What I'm so what I'm excited for and what I'm honestly what I'm proud of is this kid has grown so much from not only on the field but off the field, and just having his understanding of what he has in front of him and the way he's worked and the way his work ethic has changed and the way he has been in there consistently day in and day out, and me knowing that he knows what he's doing. And like, because we didn't always have that, he would always ask me sometimes during a play, like, yo, what do I got here? And I, his work ethic, man, it's just different. It's just different, and I couldn't be more excited to watch somebody play. I wish I could just be in the stands watching Jerry Neely and knowing how hard he worked just to watch and see him produce, because that kid has some big things ahead of him this year.
Well, what everybody's looking forward to this season, one of them in the SEC is Ole Miss. A lot of yards, a lot of points, and that's on you, man. So I want to say thank you in advance.
Thank you, guys.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family-owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.